Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Exploits Discovery Corp, traded on the CSE under the symbol NFLD. I am chatting with the CEO, Michael Collins. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed on Exploits, the company is focused in Newfoundland. The last time Mike and I chatted, the company held a total of 8 projects. We are going to discuss recent news of another project coming into the project portfolio. But the first news release I want to touch on here, Mike, deals with a news release from yesterday, December 2nd. Title says Exploits discovers visible gold in quartz veins at Dog Bay. Now, we haven't talked too much about Dog Bay. A lot of our recent interviews have been more focused around Jonathan's Pond, but give us a little bit more color on Dog Bay, this sampling that is going on there, and what you hope this visible gold through these samples can lead to.
Good morning, Corey. Thanks for having me on again. Yeah, we're really excited about what's going on at Dog Bay. It's the project at the northern end of the Exploit subzone. We've got about 21 kilometers of the Appleton Fault there, which of course hosts the heat zone discovery with newfound gold. We also have another, I think, 25 odd kilometers of Dog Bay, the Dog Bay line, which is a deep-seated linear structure bringing fluids up very similarly and in parallel to the Appleton Fault. We've had prospectors on the ground there in the last few weeks, and we had great success in identifying new visible gold in outcrop, in quartz veins and outcrop on the project in 2 different locations, both though located in relation to the Appleton Fault. We've had a number of additional quartz veins identified and some sulfide structures along in through that trend as well. We've got an awful lot going on there, and we're really pleased with the early success that we've had. One of the other things, I guess, that I could talk about is our recent success in online land releases. There's been, I think, 2 of those have occurred in the last few months. And in the last one, we managed to grab 3 properties. One of them is an inlier on a known showing called Deuter Lake at the Dog Bay, on the Dog Bay project, and really excited to be adding that to our ground and looking forward to more detailed exploration on that shortly.
So, Mike, what more work is going to happen here at Dog Bay to further delineate and identify some of the targets that I assume will be drilled eventually? Just to remind everybody, this is all pretty much.
Actually, I would say there have been a couple widely spaced drill holes within one stretch, I think a 4-kilometer stretch of the Appleton Fault on the Dog Bay project. But as a whole, it is really virgin, unexplored territory. We're doing things right now like channel sampling across these quartz veins, a little bit of small hand trenching in relation to those. Looking at putting in, I think we announced that we had done 1 soil grid already. That's been completed and is off in the lab, and we're looking at an additional soil grid, I think, on the new and around the new ground at Deuter Lake that we've picked up. So there's shoreline prospecting and things like that. There's, I think, just trying to build our understanding of the project as a whole so that when we're working with Goldspot to do our interpretation of the geophysics and the structures, we've got as much data as we can to narrow down our targets and get ready to drill.
All right, let's quickly touch on Jonathan's Pond as well, because there are news releases on November 19th and on November 24th that discuss new gold anomalies using the soil survey, as well as extending a gold-bearing quartz vein to 250 meters. What other work is going on at Jonathan's Pond? What updates can you give us here?
Yeah, so I think we also, in that last press release, talked about trenching. We've got a very significant trenching program there, and we're looking for sample results from that fairly soon. But beyond that, our soil sampling program, which we did in relation to known gold occurrences and the visible gold occurrences that we have at Jonathan's Pond, turned up A, congruent with known showing. So it's telling us where we know we've got gold. It's saying, yes, we agree with that. But it's also extending those mineralization trends out of the known outcrops and trenching areas. So it's giving us new targets and refining our model in relation to the geophysics that we have there as well. So quite exciting times.
Okay, so similar strategies across both projects there. Let's also talk about this new acquisition through what's a bit different in Newfoundland right now, this land release staking. Mike, can you give us a little bit more information on this Katy project and how the company came to put this into their portfolio?
The Katy project was acquired again through land release. So that was competitive staking that we won. It was an inlier in our Great Bend project, a little further south within the exploit subzone. We wanted this piece of ground in particular because we feel that it's got some very good gold targets and VMS, base metal and gold targets. But as we build and integrate our model in the southern end of the exploit subzone, it gives us a pivot and gives us more information on how we're targeting where the Appleton and Dog Bay line come through in that area, and that's a key thing for us.
So, Mike, let's talk big picture for a second, because I have gotten a couple emails that have come in on the back of these news releases, and the people are asking, or some investors are asking, what is the company's strategy here? Are you building up some of these projects and drill targets to actually drill yourself, or is the company going to stick to this project generator model, which some people are wondering is you're just going to bring on some JV partners as these projects advance to drilling?
No, we're very committed to drilling our project. But that being said, we've got to recognize that we've got too many projects to drill by ourselves without destroying our stock structure. And that would defeat the purpose of, you know, our shareholders getting some return. Really, our idea is right now is to define our target, pick our favorites out of them, and then we'll bring joint venture partners in on our other projects. And we're fortunate, I think, in Newfoundland at this point, there's enough excitement about what's going on there, and there's enough interest. We get, you know, someone every week who calls up and says, "Hey, you've got an awful lot of ground. Do you want to send something out to us?" And right now we're saying, no, we don't. We want to value it, and we'll bring it to you with targets, and we'll get paid accordingly. And our shareholders will too. So that's really where we stand.
Are there any significant work commitments or obligations that you need to undertake at any of these projects that would speed up this move towards JVing any of the projects?
We do have some work commitments at Dog Bay on some minor parts of that, but nothing really of large significance. And it's already a focus for us. We're well on our way to meeting those commitments.
So when it comes to this land release that the province has been going through, are there more projects that are going to be coming available? What are some updates you can give us here?
We do have our eye on some additional pieces of ground within the that are currently canceled and withheld that we believe are coming open for staking shortly, and we'll be doing our best to plan and practice and be there when that happens. With staking rushes, whether they're online or on the ground, there's always a combination of luck and of preparation, and we've been lucky and we are prepared. So we're looking forward to doing that as well.
Okay. Then in terms of future news flow, what can investors expect from the company?
Well, we'd be expecting to see more news out of Dog Bay this year, and as well Jonathan's Pond. We'd like to see some significant news there. There are other areas that have been working on down at True Grit. There should be news out of True Grit. A little bit as well out of Mount Peyton. We haven't gotten as much done there this year so far as we would like to, but we'll continue working. The snow has been holding off in Newfoundland, so we've been really fortunate in that and being able to keep our teams out in the field. And they're working overtime because they know eventually there will be snow on the ground that'll make it more difficult. But interestingly, just the temperature profiles there is you can actually do soil sampling and things like that through the winter. We'll be doing data compilation, looking to do some geophysical programs that I believe will help us develop our targets and do our analysis with Goldspot. So yeah, it's busy.
Okay. Final comment here. Let's talk a little bit about the share price action recently, because the company has been steadily climbing, really, September, October, November. It looked like September and October, a nice base was being put in, and then the company, the share price moved higher. But over the last few trading days, outside of the news release from yesterday, which really helped to move the stock higher, any insights on some of that volume increase on that sell-off?
Yeah, well, we did have a some free trading stock come out at us. It's, you know, that's part of the deal. People invest, and we've got to find a market for them, and we've got to demonstrate that there's still value in the project and get people excited about it. And I think we are. I think there's still a lot of room to grow with this company, and a lot of value to be proven in the ground, and we continue to do that.
Okay, Mike, we'll wrap it up there. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Exploits Discovery Corp. I will be following along as more news hits the market, but I'm also happy to get any questions that any of you have addressed by Mike directly. So please just email me any of those questions and I'll get Mike to address those. Mike, thanks for your time today. We will chat again as more news hits the market.
Pleasure. Thanks, Corey. You have a great day.